Howdy, y'all, and welcome to the Ears Podcast, produced by Terrier TV. I am Alligator Rob. I am joined by Mr. Bill and Miss Cindy. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Yeah, it's
there
it's,
was a pause.
Yeah, well, it's been a weird afternoon. I had way too much sugar before this started, so I've been a little bit excited. It's been mostly fireballs. You know, I'm a huge fan of cinnamon in general, but when it's included with candy, and I don't know if you've ever had actual, they make these, the snow cone things, and they have a fireball flavor, so it heats you up and it cools you down at the same time. It's mind blowing.
Okay, that I've never seen.
The little snow hut place on the over there by Home Depot on Mary Island, they have it, and I'll purposely on a day when I'm working, if I end up by that way, I stop by there and get one. it's amazing.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. So anyhow, how's your day been, Cindy?
It's a Wednesday. It's been great.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Lie to us if you have to.
How is the new school year treating you, Mr. Bill?
It's going along. It's relentless. That's the problem. You know, it doesn't stop. It keeps happening every day. I wake up in the morning and go, oh, yeah, it's another school day.
This resonates with me on a deep level.
Is it like a, you know, if you're a postal employee, it's like the mail keeps coming. So it's kind of, is it that bad?
Right. No. But it's just one of those things where, you know, because you've had summer.
Yeah.
You've spent a lot of time in summer, and
what year is this for you?
Kind of used to summer. This is year 28 for me.
God
enough
bless
that
you.
I've actually been calculating what it's going to take for me to retire.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
So
that's amazing.
Yeah. So it's one of those that you see the light at the end of the tunnel, and I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. You know?
Is it a train?
It's one of those things where, you know, I never thought about retirement, you know, for a long time because it was way out of the picture. And then you start thinking about it, and then it's like, well, it's still out of the picture, but I wish it would get here, you know, that kind of thing.
So you're excited about it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So you're going to do a lot of traveling once you retire?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. Well, my ideal thing would be to actually spend the autumn someplace that has an autumn, you know?
Okay.
Because in Florida, I grew up in Massachusetts. And in Florida, I have grown to hate the month of September. Because to me, the month of September is cooling down and the whole change. But in Florida, it's summer. It's just more summer. And so I always feel let down. It's like, golly, I wish it would just get cool. And so as I've gotten older, I've become to accept it. You know, it's like September. It's not going to get cool until mid-October. You know, we'll get a hint in mid-October, maybe a day or so. And then we won't get actual cold until the second week of November.
Sounds like a Green Day song. Isn't that a Green Day song?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it is. Yeah. Yeah.
When September comes or something
September
like that?
When September comes. Yeah.
I don't know why that was playing in my head while that was going on, but.
September 1st starts my absolute favorite time of the entire year, because starting literally the morning of September 1st, my entire house, my office, my car, everything's decorated for Halloween. I start wearing my Halloween dress once a week. Oh, yeah.
Do you for real once a week?
Yes.
Okay.
I take Halloween very seriously.
That's your holiday.
It's my
Wow. Cool. I know people that do that. I mean, I'm not one of them. I don't, you know, the whole. Well, and again, it was growing up in Massachusetts. You grew up in Massachusetts. You had this great costume. And you're ready to go out. And your mom says, put your jacket on. Because it's 40-something degrees outside. But mom, my costume. I got a costume on. No, put your jacket on.
I remember growing up a couple of different times growing up where it was cold here on the 31st, cold enough where you needed a jacket.
Yep.
But usually, you know, I know for Florida, our first cold front is always plus or minus a week of Halloween. Always plus or minus a week of Halloween. I mean, the records we've kept forever, that's where it's always at. So, yeah, sometimes it's cold in Halloween, but it's never cold in September.
No.
I shouldn't say things like that, because now it's going to be, going to be like the rare Florida blizzard is going to come through next week.
I would be happy for that. But no, we're more than likely to get a hurricane than we are to get
right.
a cold snap.
You're right.
Although I did read something the other day that we're on our way to the first August in a long time with no named storms.
Hmm.
There's no named storms for the entire month of August.
I honest to goodness have not been paying attention. I've had too many other things going on. I haven't been keeping track of it.
You know that you said that out loud.
Oh,
so
I know.
So now the universe will see that as a challenge.
Bring it on. Bring
tomorrow
it on,
because we will wake up and there will be three name storms.
Because the other thing too,
one will be named Bill.
Yes.
Because we need a little tropical storm. We need some rain.
We do not need rain.
We don't.
No.
I thought the St. John's was all.
Dear
was
goodness
low.
Gracious, we've been getting so much rain every afternoon. The properties I've been doing research on went from having nothing on them to like it's almost up to the middle of my door now. It's very sketchy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's so much water. There's so much water. Titusville, in the past 2 weeks, we've got like 5 inches.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really picking up.
Somehow it's all missing my house.
Yeah, I was going to say my yard doesn't know. My lawn has no idea.
I say the places I've been working are underwater now. I mean, they're pretty much undrivable.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of water. But anyhow, are you guys ready to jump into this?
Let's do it.
Okay. So today we are joined on the podcast by a lady that, man, I want to say maybe it was middle school we first met. I don't know if it was elementary school or middle school, but I think it was middle school. This is Miss Amanda Hunt. Miss Amanda, thank you so much for being here and joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about you, what you've been up to since high school.
Oh wow! Since high school, a lot.
Yeah.
How much time do we have?
We got tons of time.
Well, if Frank forgot to press the button, we got all kinds.
So
we got
the button has been pressed.
Oh, he did. He pressed it. Okay.
The button. Shouldn't have I got called out on that. So just making sure everybody, we have a button that has been pressed, which is fair because sometimes I forget to press it. This time I did not. Cindy, stop laughing. No, by all means, yes. Tell us what you do for a living and what you've been up to.
Well, normally I am an attorney. I'm not practicing at the moment because I was diagnosed with cancer 2.5 years ago. So I'm just focusing on healing, spending time with my family, taking care of my health. But I did go to law school.
Okay.
And I'm a licensed Florida attorney.
Where'd you go to law school?
Barry in Orlando. Mm-hmm. So I had to commute from Titusville, and that was the closest one. So.
So you mentioned you're battling cancer. What kind of cancer are you battling?
Melanoma.
Wow.
Which is skin cancer, in case someone does not know.
Yeah. How is that battle going?
It's going. I'm still very much in the thick of it, even though it's been 2.5 years. It's a roller coaster for sure. Like, you have highs where, you know, you're getting good scans and you feel good, and the next thing you know, you get a bad scan or something happens. It's going though. Right now I'm gearing up to start a clinical trial in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
So it's pretty fascinating. It's cellular therapy.
So 2.5 years is a long time to be battling something like that. What has kept you going through all this? You know, what are your big rocks you lean on?
My faith first and foremost, God for sure. Huge. I don't know how people get through anything difficult in life without faith. And then second would be my family and my friends, which God has graciously put them in my life. I would say that the community is huge too. I've connected with a lot of people on Instagram that have melanoma in particular all over the world. There's a huge community, and so we all support each other, and I communicate with a lot of them too.
So you bring a lot of awareness to this, that whole community and that, and your cause in general. So tell us a little bit about that and what you've been doing with all that.
excuse me. So when I first got diagnosed, I got the phone call on a Friday, like right at 5 PM. And so I get the news, and I really didn't even know what it meant. Like, it hadn't really sunk in yet. And so I had the whole weekend to sit alone with my thoughts in Google. And so that's not a great combination.
No, that's very scary.
And so I literally just started Googling things, right? And so if you Google cancer, you don't usually find anything that's good. And when I was diagnosed, it was stage 4 melanoma. And so I started just searching the internet, and all I was finding was just like grave statistics, and I was just making myself feel worse and feeling anxious. And so then I started trying to find a person that had or has the same kind of cancer as me, and quite frankly I wanted to see if they were still alive. And I was looking for something, maybe like a blog or just some some human that I could connect with who understood like what I was going through. And I couldn't find anybody, like nothing. And so once I got through the initial like scare of it all, I decided that I might want to document everything I was going through through writing. And so I wanted a way to document my journey and also then have like a landing space for someone down the road. So if they find themselves in the same situation as me, they might find me, and hopefully that gives them some hope.
No doubt. Yeah. So. If I don't know if you guys have seen her blog, but it's very inspiring.
I hope you know how truly important it is that you are doing that. As raw and real and vulnerable as your writing is, mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many lives you are probably saving. Because I was one who years ago had that, you know, stage zero right before it's actually melanoma, right. And knew how important it was to go every 6 months like you're supposed to, and I hadn't been in like 5 years. Right. And I started reading your story and I thought, I cannot read this woman doing everything she can to educate people,
yeah,
and still be too lazy to go to the doctor. Mm-hmm. Because you started sharing your story, I actually go again.
Aw, thanks.
I walked back in, they were like, where have you been? And I was like, it's the whole thing. I'm here.
Oh, well, thank you.
I'm sure I'm not the only person. Sure I'm not.
Me as well. Yeah, I hadn't ever been to a dermatologist of any kind before you started battling all that. And, you know, the awareness you brought to it made me go for the first time. And I've been going ever since, too. So,
good.
Yeah, it's you're making a bigger difference than you think you are.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that encouragement.
So tell us a little bit more. You know, you everything you do is very faith-based. Tell us more about that.
So when I got diagnosed, I had a relationship with God. I grew up in the church. I was baptized as a child. I always said my prayers before I went to bed. My daughter and I would say our prayers before she went to bed. But I'm type A personality, which some people are surprised by that because I'm also a little like I'm a little nervous right now, which is like weird for type A. So I'm a little, anyway. So very type A personality. And so I totally forgot where I was just going with that one.
You were talking about faith.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry. I've not had chemo. Sometimes they refer to it as chemo brain, but I have had other forms of immunotherapy, and I swear, it just messes with your thought process. Well,
yeah. Some of that's just age.
That as well. I was trying to not go there, but thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, she's 12, so leave her alone.
Yeah, no. I'm talking about me.
Yeah, he's talking about
I'm just talking about me. Yeah. Nobody else.
I walked in the house earlier to get a drink and thought I was going there to get my keys, and then realized my keys were still in the truck. So
I do that all the time.
I spent half an hour trying to figure it out, so it's all good.
I walk throughout the house. I'm like, why did I go in this room? Like, what am I doing right now? I'll just stop.
Yep, it's all good.
So my faith, I grew up in the church, but as time went on, as a type A personality, and as happens to a lot of us, I think, you just start kind of doing life on your own, even though you don't mean to do things without consulting God and like having a relationship with God. But eventually I started trying to control my own life, which essentially was like, hey, me saying, God, I'm good. I don't think I need you. Like, I got control of this. So as time went on, next thing you know, I'm trying to control my life, but little did I know it was actually kind of spiraling out of control. And so, you know, going to law school, which is a very, very stressful endeavor.
Can't even imagine.
And I went later in life. I went in my 30s. It was something I decided to do later. I had a child. At the time, she was young. So I just got to a point where I was doing everything on my own. I wasn't consulting God, not because I didn't believe in God, not because I didn't have a relationship with him. It just, I kind of got lost. Life can do that to you, I think, sometimes. And so when I got diagnosed, it was very grounding, very humbling. Once I finished consulting Dr. Google that weekend, and I was like searching for some peace and hope, like it dawned on me, what am I doing? Like, I have a Bible right here. That's where my hope and my peace is. And so I started picking that up, and I just turned to God and like started digging deep and working on myself, because I feel like that's really important where healing is concerned. I think disease is definitely influenced by, you know, a lot of things that we harbor and accumulate over the years. And so I started digging deep into myself and doing that deep work. And in that, my faith in God grew, my relationship with him grew, and it kind of just, it's quite beautiful, I guess you could say.
No doubt.
Yeah,
it's, I'm convinced it's why I'm still here.
Right.
Yeah, I don't need any other reason. That's why I'm still here without a doubt. Everybody has their ways of looking at it. You know, I look at it the same way you do. I mean, it's, God's grace is a real deal.
Right.
Yeah, without a doubt. So tell us a little bit about the outreach you've been doing past your blog. You've been doing other things too to kind of get awareness out there about skin damage and different things dealing with the sun. So tell us a little bit about that.
So in addition to the blog, I wrote a couple of articles that were published in Florida Today. And actually the editor that I connected with, both of his parents had melanoma. His father passed away from melanoma. His mom beat it. So when we connected about my story, it really hit home to him. So he has been a really awesome connection because he understands like the dangers surrounding it. And so he absolutely supports, obviously, like, you know, journalism within the community, but also the message that I was trying to spread. And so we purposely released those in May because May is Melanoma and Skin Cancer Awareness Month. And so I chose to write those articles kind of ahead of summer, hoping that people would see it. You know, it's summer, kids are out of school, everybody's jumping on the boat, going to the beach. Like, I was hoping that at least it would catch someone's attention and they might think twice about, you know, putting the sunblock on and actually doing it correctly and reapplying when you're at the beach, because a lot of people don't do that. So writing articles, I wrote something that was published online for the Jesus Calling. I'm not sure if you're aware of that. It's like a devotional.
Yeah.
So I did that. I have an Instagram page that is public, which is mainly around skin cancer and my faith.
And what is that page?
It is Amanda_love_sunblock.
Okay.
Yeah. And on there I share statistics about skin cancer, sun awareness. I also share things about my journey, maybe oversharing a little bit, but I try to let people see like what I'm going through from skin cancer.
There's no such thing as oversharing, really, with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I learned that just through the stuff I went through with the heart stuff. There's people, just like you're saying, that are dealing with the same thing, that it makes them feel a little bit easier knowing that, hey, this person's dealing with the exact same thing I'm dealing with, and this is, they're making it through each step of this, and maybe I can too.
Right.
Yeah. So many people have no idea that skin cancer can be as serious as it is. People
right.
think, oh, it's just a bad spot on your skin, mm-hmm. and they have no idea it can be fatal.
Yep. Absolutely.
Crazy yep. stuff. Yeah. So do you have any suggestions for people with sun-related things? I see you have a bunch of sun care items there in front of you.
Yeah, I just brought a few maybe to share in case we decided to talk about it. So one of the most important things is actually using sunblock, and you don't have to be going to the beach or being on a boat to do it. You really should put it on every day, because even if you walk to the mailbox or you walk to and from your car to go to Publix, you're getting sun exposure, and sun exposure is cumulative. So it happens over time. And so it doesn't mean that you have to get like a really bad sunburn to actually damage your skin. So I think using sunblock is the most important. And then choosing the right one is kind of a subcategory there. For me, I choose to go with a mineral sunscreen, which blocks the UV rays, whereas like a chemical sunscreen absorbs them. They're very different. I've kind of learned a lot in all of this. So mineral sunscreen, broad spectrum, meaning it covers UVA and UVB. And I try to go make sure there's zinc included. And I also try to do like reef safe, environmental friendly and all of that. So a few of my favorite ones are Raw Elements, Bare Republic, My Day Screen, which this lovely woman who created this, she's the one that donated all of those sunblocks that I was able to pass out on campus.
That's amazing.
Yeah, in May. So she's really awesome. And then Bioessence is a really good one too.
So tell us real quick about that little bit of outreach you did here at the high school.
Yeah, so Jackie Burley and I grew up together too. I've known her since elementary school. And I honestly don't even know how this came about, but we were communicating and I had the idea of like wanting to get in front of the students before they were released for summer. Cause I have a daughter who is a student here. And I know up until this point, I wasn't great about making sure she applied sunblock. So I wanted to get before the students just to share some information, hand out some sunblock, provide them with tools and stuff. Moffitt, Cancer Center gave me a bunch of information that I could hand out to them, like how to check your skin for skin cancer, how to apply certain things to do and avoid. So I tried to just give the kids all those tools. And then I also was able to get donations from the local community so that they could do like a raffle and get some gifts. So it was great. I'm not really sure how successful it was, because while I was sitting at the table and a few of the girls won some of the like spa gift certificates, I'd hear things like, oh my God, there's a face mask in here. And I realized that they were a little bit more like excited about the gifts than maybe so much like the purpose of me being there.
Well,
but
you were there.
Right.
I will tell you. Okay. I was talking to my class about you, you know, and who you were, and I mentioned that, oh yeah, you know, she was in the spring, she was out in the breezeway and given, and most of my kids go, oh yeah, I remember her.
Oh, okay.
And then they knew who you were and they knew what you were doing, so it stuck with them. They're still there. Yeah. You know, they remember it, but you know, they're kids,
right?
And they are, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
Every little thing like that makes a difference, though. The kids don't forget about things like that,
right? Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. And that was ultimately my goal. So hope, even if I just reached one person, then that's enough.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Every one of them makes a difference.
Right.
So I gave you a little bit of homework.
Yeah.
So
need to.
She wrote our trivia for today.
Really? Well, I don't really know if I wrote it. I might have just Googled
some
stuff.
She might have just copied and pasted.
Hey,
that's the way I do trivia.
It's trivia.
Copy and
so
paste, baby.
I was telling her earlier when we were talking that I was looking up sunblock trivia, and I'm like, man, I know nothing. Like,
most people don't.
Yeah, I'm looking at what does SPF mean? I'm like, I thought I knew what it meant. Like, nope, I don't know what it means. Like, it was
Know now?
I know now. Yeah.
What does it mean?
Dear goodness gracious, he SPF. It wasn't skin. It was because I thought it was skin protection
factor.
Yeah, but it's actually sun. Yeah, yeah. There you go. Dear goodness gracious, thanks for helping me through that.
You're welcome.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what it like means, right? You may not know what the acronym stands for.
By all means, tell us what it means, because now I want to know. Give me a definition.
Oh gosh, I don't know a definition.
The legal like, definition of it.
It's the degree of protection that it affords. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And
so.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. I you always just grab one off the shelf and go, that one's gonna work. And
no, I have to grab the high. I have to look. What's the biggest number? I need two of those.
See, I actually have a sunscreen sponsor. So they send me sunscreen, which is it's mostly zinc and other natural things.
Which is good, yeah.
Yeah, and you get face painted up like you're going to war. It's pretty awesome.
I look like a tourist almost all the time. Just to go to my mailbox, I have like hat on and like.
You know, I used to not ever put any on, and you know, I've noticed now as we're getting older, it makes a big difference.
It does.
It makes a huge every day you put it on makes a huge difference. Yeah, my nose isn't super red when I come home every day like Rudolph.
That's something else that's appealing to the younger group you just mentioned, as we get older.
Tanning?
Yeah. So like if I can't scare the kids with cancer, then I'm like, you don't want wrinkles, right? Like you want to look young, because the sun will also damage your skin and give you premature aging. So, and sometimes that gets their attention a little bit better.
Oh, there's people we went to high school with that look like they're 60 something now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they spent all that time out in the sun and never covered up. No, I don't think they even wore a hat.
Yeah.
And it caught up to them.
I actually did a lot of damage, clearly. And fortunately, I guess I somehow got through that okay.
Yeah.
That part.
What are the warning signs people should look for?
So, okay, well, first I'll tell you the normal.
And then yours.
Because I'm not normal.
Why would you want to be?
Right, I know. Who wants to be normal? So normally you want to just look for anything on your skin that maybe wasn't there before, something that is itching, bleeding, is changing, whether the color is changing or the size of it is changing. Sometimes though, someone can have a mole that they were like born with that for whatever reason, you know, as they go through life, it turns into skin cancer. So sometimes people think that because it was already there, that it's not skin cancer, that skin cancer should be new. But pre-existing moles and such can become cancerous over the years if they're damaged somehow. So I would say it's important for everybody to do their own skin examination, checking in the mirror, having, you know, your kid check your back, take pictures, whatever you can do, and then be going to a dermatologist at least once a year, and getting a professional skin check is super important.
That's good. Yeah. All right, hit us with some trivia.
Let's see.
I'm a little afraid.
You're afraid? Well, what topic did you give her?
Sunscreen.
Okay.
Sunscreen. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Topics, sunscreenish topics.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this one is more about skin cancer.
Oh, skin cancer. Sure. Okay. Yeah.
There we go.
Okay. This is going to be true or false. All right. Skin cancer is found only on areas of your body which are exposed to the sun.
False.
I agree. False. What do you think, Mr. Curtis?
Yeah, that would be false. Yeah.
Yeah. You're all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Skin cancers may develop on unexposed areas of the body, including the soles of your feet, genitals, and even on your mucous membranes. So, and to touch on that, you can also get ocular melanoma of the eyes, which is why it's important to wear sunglasses. And if anybody has ever used a tanning bed, which I do not recommend, but I did when I was younger, that's why they give you those little goggles, because you can get skin cancer of your eye as well. And in like the mucous membranes, like in your mouth and your sinus cavities and in areas that have not seen the sun, which is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Yep. Okay. Wow. Moving on. Which of the sun's rays cause skin cancer? Is it UVA rays, UVB rays, both, or neither?
Both, right?
UVB. I'm going with B.
I'm going with A just because it's before B.
Just because it's different.
What do you guys in there think? A, B, or both?
I'm going to go with both.
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 Maddie? Both? Yeah,
everybody
it's both.
Says both.
Yep, it's both.
Yes.
We had to be different. Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
So UVB and UVA rays both penetrate the atmosphere and play an important role in conditions such as premature skin aging, eye damage, and skin cancer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Learn something new every day. I had no idea.
There you go.
Okay. True or false?
Uh-oh.
People who first use a tanning bed before the age of 35 increase their risk for developing melanoma by 75%.
I would say 100% true.
True.
I don't know. 75% seems high, but I'm going to say false, but I'm probably wrong.
It's true. See, a single tanning bed, 75. One time in a tanning bed, you have now increased your chances of getting melanoma by 75%.
Wow.
That is terrifying.
It is. Because just almost everyone I know has used tanning.
Okay. Why is tanning even a thing then?
Yeah, so wait a minute. Mm-hmm. As a lawyer, how can they stay in business?
Well, I can't really answer that. That's like a whole other topic. But there, like if you go to like Florida statutes, there are...
Do they have some liability waivers or something?
Well, every state is different. Mm-hmm. You have to be a certain age. I think last I checked that children can even use tanning beds in Florida, but they have to have parental consent.
Okay.
Other states, you have to be at least 18 years old.
I'm amazed there's not a million lawsuits about this.
Well, it's no different than alcohol and cigarettes. I mean, it's the same thing. You know, those cause cancer and all kinds
of
things,
but
it's legal.
Do they warn you about that when you go to a tanning bed?
They do.
Do they?
You basically sign consent, and on the walls, there's typically like this really small warning. So every time I used one, I knew that there was a chance, but I had that mentality like, oh, it won't happen to me. Mm-hmm. Or because I went to a dermatologist, I thought, oh, if it does happen to me, we'll catch it early and then we'll just cut it off and I'll be fine. No problem.
Wow.
Well, little did I know, I'm going to segue into this because I think this is important. We mentioned me being uncommon. So most people find out that they have skin cancer because they find something abnormal on their skin and it's confirmed by a dermatologist. Well, in my case, I never had a primary skin melanoma, meaning to this day, I still have not had melanoma appear on the surface of my skin, which is why when I got diagnosed, it was already so advanced. I was already stage 4 because I didn't have that warning that something was going on.
Wow.
And I never knew that was even possible. I was just like, and it's very rare. I think it happens, it's either 1% or 3% because I have a few rarities and I get the The percentage is confused.
Oh, of course.
That one, I want to say, is it happens to 3% of people.
Wow.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because you have
zero warning.
No yep. warning. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, that's a lot. Thank you so much for joining us on here today.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
You guys have anything going on this week?
No,
let's see. So, technically speaking, yeah, this will be on next week. So, you guys have anything interesting going on next week?
I certainly hope not.
I know Titusville High School football game started in the next week.
They have one. Home football first home football game will be on the 2nd.
Yep.
Which will be, if this airs,
it'll be right before it. It'll be right before it. Yeah.
Air right before it. Yep.
Yeah, that's my debut of calling football games.
Oh, that's right. Frank Robb on the mic.
Oh, that's fun.
Yep, should be interesting.
Cool.
Should be interesting. We'll see what happens. Cindy, nothing exciting?
I hope not.
No,
I'm hoping for calm and quiet.
September starts next week, so you're going to be busy decorating,
right.
I will be very busy,
yes.
Oh, that's
great. I'll come in next week in my Halloween dress.
Okay, do it for sure. Why not? You should.
It's fun.
I like it. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Yeah,
remind everybody again where they can find your Instagram.
Sure. It's Amanda_love_sunblock.
Okay. And what's where can they find your blog at? Is it linked on your website?
It is.
On the Instagram?
Yep.
Okay.
It is.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you all next week. Bye-bye.